Hello, Oroville and beyond. It is Wednesday, March 6, 2012. The weather here is 27 degrees centigrade, and it feels like 27 degrees centigrade. It is going up to 33, and the low is going to be 23. Humidity at 88.8%. It's mostly clear, with the wind from the west at 5 kilometers per hour. We now have Marlenka interviewing Amrit.
So, Amrit, hey.
Hi, Marlenka. Nice to be here.
Good. So tell us what's going on in the Oroville Council. How is it going? What's on your table? What pressing issues could you possibly share?
Big questions. What issues can I share? What's going on? I think there's a lot of issues that actually what my work list is filled up with is a lot of semi-issues, sort of issues, you know, that it's just people who feel they have some discrepancy with the community and they have something on their chest that they want to get out, you know, and they need a platform to express themselves and show that they feel disgruntled. And it's little more than just needing that platform. And those issues tend to fall away with just a little bit of a push in the right direction from us, or even nothing at all. They just need to be acknowledged. And so that's actually the bulk of the work that passes through the council. And then there's, of course, several larger issues which we've been dealing with over the months and even over the years from the past councils. And there's big issues. And it's always a question of where to go with those, because we don't have much authoritarian power in the end. We can just appeal to people's goodwill and their sensibilities and try and smoothen things out. Yeah, but we don't have a police force.
Could you give perhaps an example of what a big issue looks like?
A big issue looks like, say, when somebody is building on private land, which is within the master plan of Oroville. And there's, of course, a Foundation Act which disallows this. I mean, the Oroville master plan is with the government and has been okayed, and so the government will stop any unauthorized construction within the city area. And when this happens, obviously, it's a big issue, because sometimes it's happening with Orovillians, sometimes it's happening with very wealthy people from outside, and there's a lot of money and emotion involved, and it involves bringing in the government of India as well, so obviously that's a huge issue.
Right. So to clarify, perhaps you could explain that Oroville land is not one solid piece, that it's kind of like a, shall we say, a jigsaw puzzle with missing pieces?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a proposed city area, of course, and over the last 45, 50 years, Oroville has been buying whatever plots it can to try and put that jigsaw puzzle, as you put it, together, but we're still missing a lot of the land.
So many pieces are missing, and would you make a rough estimate of how many are missing in the city area, the central area?
Actually, I'm not so good with those figures. I think you might be able to make a better estimate. I would say there's probably about 30% missing still. Is that about right?
I don't know, but that's a good guesstimate.
No, it's not really part of my load in the council. I don't know those figures, but there's quite a bit missing, and more so in the Greenbelt as well.
Okay, that's fair enough. And then an example of a small issue, the kind that you mentioned earlier, could just be handled by acknowledging the people, giving them a sounding board.
Well, these are generally just personal discrepancies between good-willed Orovillians, you know, any small squabble that happens, you know, and they can't work it out with themselves, and emotions get riled up, and they write to the council and say that this person aggrieved me in this way or that way, and there's plenty of that. But like I mentioned before, they're not big, and they go away by themselves pretty easily.
Okay. And what do you see for the future? Do you see that the future of your time in the council will be pretty much the same as it is now, or do you see that some of these big issues, hopefully all of them, will get resolved?
Well, we're still relatively new, so we're still figuring out our own process, you know, how we deal with the bigger issues and the smaller issues and yeah, just our functioning process. And I hope that we do continue in that vein and get it worked out smoothly, you know, so that we can just use our time in the best possible way and do as much as we possibly can. Sometimes it seems like things are getting stuck and nothing's happening. And I think it's important to just kind of not get too affected by that and realize that you're just doing the best you can and you're doing a service and to try and be honest. And I hope that things will go forward within the next year. Absolutely. I hope that we're just blazing through the issues. But of course, it's difficult stuff, so I can't promise.
Of course not. Okay. Anything you want to say in conclusion?
What to say in conclusion? Peace and love. Please don't bring us too many more issues, and then we can deal with the bigger ones that we have on our plate, which are already numerous.
Okay, Amrit. And I just want to thank you a lot for putting your time and energy into the council. It's great to have young people in the governing positions.
Thank you.
Every Friday at 9 a.m. till noon, learn how to compost in the best balancing way using biodynamic techniques. Come to Windara Farm and learn by doing. Help us to heal the Oroville soil. Wonderland is a new service dedicated to residents and guests of Oroville. It's the right place to sell, exchange, or trade anything. Art, computers, antiques, furniture, musical instruments, you name it, they will take it. It's opposite Mark's Coffee Shop and just 200 meters from Tanto Pizzeria. Get ready for a full day of celebrations on March 8th all around Oroville. Check news and notes for details on Holi at Opanasa at 3 p.m., International Women's Day at the Tibetan Pavilion at 5 p.m., and a full moon gathering at Savitri Bhavan in front of Sri Aurobindo's statue at 7:15 p.m. O misfortune, blessed be thou, for through thee I have seen the face of my lover. From Sri Aurobindo. When things happen which are not what we expect, what we hope for, what we want, which are contrary to our desires, in our ignorance we call them misfortunes and lament. But if we were to become a little wiser and observe the deeper consequences of these very same events, we would find they are leading us rapidly toward the divine, the beloved, the mother. You have been listening to Oroville Radio. On this microphone is Hamish. In the studio, Divya, Stella, Andrea, and Fiff. For more information, visit www.orovilleradio.org.